With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm your host, Mark Chaplin, along with Cox Media Group Media Specialist Elvin Fluellen and Nathan Cucker. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Mark, for having us.
Good to be here.
And today we're talking about what a business owner can do to focus on things that are right in front of them as far as how do they offer services to their clientele, what is their message, right, and how do they market what that message is. We're also going to be talking about the top three things a business owner should really be focusing on to really execute on those things. We'll give you tips to make your efforts more effective, but you'll also hear us talk about some of the different techniques and technologies that we have to really put marketing into overdrive. So to go ahead and jump right in, as far as what a business owner can do to focus on as we reopen, as we're in phase one, and we know that the governor and the mayor just met this week. I want to start off. What is something that a business owner, Nathan, I'll start with you. What can they focus on regarding their message? What's something they can focus on as far as what they offer their clientele? Like, is it business as usual? Is it new and improved? And how do they market that message? Is it a value add? Is it a new offering? What can they focus on concerning that messaging?
You know, Mark, that's a great question. And like I said, thanks again for having me back here again on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. But I'd have to say, you know, I see clients right now and they're not changing their message. They're still kind of like focused on the COVID and we're open. We're an essential business where, I mean, that these clients got to pivot. I mean, he's been doing it for so long now that they're opening up. And I think, Mark, that actually phase two is starting on Monday. So even more stuff is going to be open up, you know, bars and nightclubs. I mean, hair salons are all open now, 50% capacity. So I think what they have to do is, you know, it's a little bit of both. It's tricky because you don't want to necessarily go off topic and say, you know, it's business as usual. You know, people, let's forget about what's going on, because, I mean, obviously we can't do that because, I mean, it is in the back of everyone's minds. But I do think that what they're saying with, like, this is how we're changed. You know, we're going to have a line outside. You know, we're definitely going to make sure that there's 50% occupancy. You know, there's plastic in front. I don't know about you guys, but going to the grocery store in Publix, you see that, you know, everyone has lines. They tell you which way to go down the grocery aisle. They have a plastic shield across the register, so you can't, you know, hit anyone with any coughing or anything like that. But I think they do. They really need to let people know that times did change, but they also need to let people know what they're doing for them. You know, I know it's going to be tough right now, probably with incentives, because, I mean, they need to make money too, but what are they offering people to come in? How can they let them know that we're safe, we're clean, and, you know, we are excited to have you guys back. So maybe it's a free appetizer for a restaurant, or, you know, maybe it's, I don't know, 5% off or something like that in their building. But, you know, I think it's that fine line of saying business is normal, but things are changed.
Okay. So,
that
so
makes
when I
sense.
Hear that, go ahead, Elvin, sorry.
But that makes sense, and I agree with Nathan. It's been kind of overkill with the whole COVID-19, making sure everything is safe. That is almost like a given. We all know that. So in a part of the phases as we're opening, it's the same when you talk about advertising. Phase one was talking about making sure that you're safe, making sure you're taking away all the fears. Phase two is kind of letting back or peeling the onion back some more, just saying we're getting back to business as usual. Of course, we're going to have your safety in mind, but let's just get back to business. We're here for you. We're open, because think about it. We've all been cooped up in the house for, it's been over a month and a half right now. People are ready to get back out. You know, if you saw last weekend here in Jacksonville at the restaurants, you know, they had the social distancing, but I was shocked at how many people were out. And I felt the same way, you know, because I'm ready to go out. You know, people have money to spend. They want to spend their money. And it's time for business owners now to start saying, hey, yes, we have your safety in mind, but you don't really have to say that. It's almost like a given in geometry. You don't have to say that. It's more of saying, we will like your business. You know, there's a need. We have that need. We can provide whatever you're looking for. So I do agree with Nathan.
I think that brings up a good point. The phrase that we've heard in our world of advertising is pent up demand. Mm-hmm. And I think we're experiencing that firsthand, which is a great thing for a lot of reasons, right? But what I don't think anybody wants to happen is to have pent up demand, you know, give us any regression on the steps we've made and all the efforts in our social distancing. And I think you're right. The given of, you know, and I know it's cliche. We've all heard the term new normal, but the new normal is, hey, we're really conscientious about how we're servicing you. We're making sure that it's sanitary. We're making sure that it's safe. This is what I mean by that. Hey, this is what we're doing. If you see our website, whether it's the hero image, whether it's sub pages, right, even if it's just a blog post, that'll be up top that we sanitize every cart. No one else comes in the restaurant until that table is completely bussed and sanitized, right? Mm-hmm. No one else is going to get in that car and drive until that car has been sprayed down, sanitized, and aired out, right? And then after that, that's where the idea of, and when you come and dine with us, half off an appetizer from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. If you want to come in and drive that car, not only do we have 84 months, 0% financing, we're going to beat any other trade-in by 10%, right? I think that's what we're saying in regards to, man, I love the pent-up demand, but I got to make sure I'm making the most of it when it gets there. And, you know, we all work radio and digital, and that integrated marketing effort, we have a number of tools here at Cox that we're able to use, but having that awareness and that messaging over the radio and then having that call to action and the communication of what that is or means, moreover, what that looks like so they know what it feels like, is really, I feel, what, you know, an advertiser and a business owner not should do, but should want to do. And if you're just tuning in, my name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the digital sales director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group and 104.5 WOKV. And along with me are our media specialist, Nathan Cucker and Elvin Fluellen. And we're breaking down what business owners can focus on right now to really not only handle the pent-up demand, but how to keep that consumer interest and foot traffic increasing and going in the right direction. Something else I wanted to talk about, because we've covered, you know, what can a business owner do right now to focus on their message. We've also talked about what can they offer their clientele. But as far as when I say pent-up demand, that means they're being booked out, right? One of the things that I think they have to be aware of is, let's say there's 10 people that are waiting to get in, and normally they could handle 8 or 9, right? And Nathan, as you alluded to a minute ago, that 8 or 9 is now like 4, and it's going to go up a little bit. How do they nurture that overflow that they couldn't control that it was overflow? Meaning when they had 10 coming in, normal circumstances, you'd take them all, right? But now you're only allowed to take 4 at a time. How do you ensure that those 5 or 6, you know, that 50% that you're not able to take in, how do you make sure they don't go somewhere else? They don't drift. They don't, you know, get the wandering eye, so to speak. The first thing that comes to my mind is to front load the business from a booking standpoint. Give me your phone number. Give me your email. It's not right now, but this is exactly when it's going to be. I'm going to give you a reminder. Come and see us, right? We're all sheltered in place still for at least a little while longer. And as we're sitting here in the house, we want to make sure that it's painted up how it needs to be. We want to make sure that the kids and the spouses are happy. And even though we know people can't come right out, we feel better knowing, hey, if in a week or 10 days they're going to be out, okay, I have a solution. It's going to be here. I like that. What do you guys think of as far as an approach or a solution for business owners to handle that pent-up demand and the overflow they might be missing?
All right. Well, you hit it right on the head. I like the whole special offers. And the pent-up demand, yes, it is there. But think about it. Appointment-based. We have so much technology where if it's a text or if it's an email, I love working with businesses that when I make an appointment and they text me, we'll be there in an hour. Okay. If something changes, there's that constant communication going back between the business and also the consumer. That helps that particular business, because I agree, pitting up demand. If they're used to taking a volume of 10, now their volume is cut in half, but mm-hmm. now you have a special offer, or you're making or have that communication with their potential client, and you're just keeping that communication open, letting them know that we will be here on this date. And I'm speaking of in the home services field, but if that, I mean, even with restaurants or whatever that category may be, I think communication is the key during this point.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, with the pent up demand, like we've been hearing this pent up demand now for, you know, a couple of weeks. I mean, actually probably once this first started, I know that, you know, you hear, well, things might be a little slow, but we have this pent up demand, and then you have the stimulus checks, which are going out. So there is money out there. I don't think that it's just going to be something that automatically, like instantly, people are going to go out there and just start spending. I do think that it is maybe going to be a trickle effect where people are still, they're still concerned, you know, like they can tell us all that they want, but people are still hesitant, which is totally fine. Like I know myself, like I don't know if I really feel comfortable yet to be taking my 7 month old to a restaurant or something like that if it's really big. But you know, with Mark, to your point about like people that their stat or their service might be down, you know, if they have 10 now, they can only do 4 or 5. You know, you kind of hope that people understand that, you know, it's a little bit of time here, and I wouldn't want to be rushed into something right away, but you have to, like, to the point of what you were saying was pre-booking. Like, I think that's important where companies can't let off the gas now. Like, now is the most important time to stay in front of these people because, you know, they did have a month, you know, where they couldn't take really probably anything, and now they only have a little bit, so they need to get in front of these people now because, like Elvin's point, I mean, people are sitting at home and they're like, man, you know, I could really paint this wall here because I'm sick and tired of the color, or I want, you know, my HVAC is maybe needs to get tuned up a little bit earlier, or maybe my dryer isn't drying my clothing well enough, or my car, like, there's so many different things that people right now have never noticed before this quickly. So I think that they have to stay in front of these people now and say, look, I know times are hard, or not even get that. Look, you might need to wait. Now's the time to do it. Book an appointment. It might take a little bit longer, but we're going to get to you.
You know, that's a great point and something that made me really think about, because even as people in the marketing and advertising field, we're consumers, right? Right. And you just said, Nathan, you know, I haven't noticed that before. Or it's like, there's the dual post. Got to get that fixed. There's that. I got to get that fixed. That frequency and that repetition, it gets to you and said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. And I say that to say, even though, like you said, there was a period where nothing was happening and now more is happening, and prospectively, hopefully, realistically, and in a reasonable way, more will then, of course, happen on top of that. What I'm getting at is I feel like the idea and the approach and the process can be iterative, right? So for an advertiser, they need to educate as far as, yes, we're open. This is what open means, and this is how we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, just so you know, come Monday, it's this much. We're still going to do this and this and this, but we're going to be ready to handle more. And, hey, when you come in, if your wait is too long, let us know, and we'll see what we can do for you. Or, hey, if the wait becomes this, everybody's getting, you know, a free queso or something like that. And a bit of a loss leader can be a really big win from a goodwill standpoint for a lot of advertisers. And moreover, something as fundamental as your signage when people are driving by, because let's not forget, what we're talking about is messaging online and over the radio, but as people are out and driving more, the message they're hearing, the message they're seeing – needs to match up in real life, right? Mm-hmm. And so the idea of having an iterative, meaning radio sounds good, I've got the awareness, online, everything is lining up. When people get there, all that needs to match up with it. And I know that sounds really obvious and something that kind of goes without saying, but if we're not thinking in that direction for our advertisers using the tools we have, execution on that conversion is really where the rubber hits the road and money comes in. I think that's another thing they got to focus on. Do you guys have any, before we take a quick break, do you have any last comments on that?
Yeah, real quick. You know, advertising is really meant to like lead people to what, you know, they want or have that top mind awareness. And let's think of this too, like the travel industry. How many people are willing to take an Italy trip in the fall, you know? So the way that they're going to do it is, you know, let's do the staycation. Let's have let's put in an outdoor pool or an outdoor living space. That is something that advertisers really need to lead to people.
Right. Right. And I agree with that. It goes back to something that Mike Anderson said. I think he was your guest last week. He talked being more customer focused. To Nathan's point, people are not going to be taking those trips. They're going to be focusing on their homes more. So there again, there's a segment of the population that will have that money to spend or will be prepared to spend with you. You just being prepared to handle that business that will be coming in.
Couldn't agree more. So listeners, we're going to take a quick break, but if you have any questions about digital marketing, about radio marketing, or just how to game plan a business approach, give me a call at 245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's mark.chaplin@cmg.com. Elvin, how can listeners get a hold of you if they have any questions for you?
You can always reach me by email. It's Elvin, E-L-V-I-N, .Fluellen, and that's spelled F as in Frank, L-U-E-L-L-E-N, @cmg.com. Or my number is 904-245-8688.
Okay. And Nathan, if you'll let the listeners know how they can reach you, please.
Yeah, the best way is email. And my email address is Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, .K-O-C-H-E-R, @cmg.com. Or you can give me a call at 904-245-8784.
Excellent. So coming up after the break, we're going to take a dive into what some of our favorite marketing and advertising stories are. I'll give you a quick heads up. Mine is going to be about New Coke from the 80s, and my guests will have some to share. We'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV.
All right, welcome back to the Marketing Advisors Show. My name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me today are Cox Media Group Media Specialist Elvin Fluellen and Nathan Cucker. And we've just been breaking down recently what can a business owner focus on? And we talked a lot about some really good ideas, strategies, and tactics. And we also touched on pent-up demand. And I wanted to take a fun little jaunt and talk about what our favorite marketing or advertising stories have been. And mine, it deals with pent-up demand, and it's New Coke. So I know I might be dating myself a little bit when I say this, but New Coke was when Coca-Cola, the number one soft drink company in the world, had to answer to the Pepsi Challenge. And the Pepsi Challenge was where, quite frankly, they went to malls, they went to a lot of high foot traffic areas, and they said, taste this one, taste this one. It was a blind challenge, and they said, which one do you like better? Now, of course, what do they show? People choosing Pepsi, right? And so Coca-Cola answered that with New Coke, which was a new formula. Mm-hmm. And as it hit the shelves, it received less than rave reviews, so to speak. And it got to a point where consumers were hoarding Coca-Cola because they were afraid that they weren't going to have what they knew and they grew up with. And I'm not exaggerating this. Feel free to reach out to us. And I actually wrote a paper on this in college, and there's a ton of research about it. But Coca-Cola had such an outreach from their consumer base that I want my Coca-Cola back. I want that classic flavor that I knew. One of their letters, handwritten letters, was, I want that classic flavor that I knew as a kid. It helped them name it Coca-Cola Classic. They shut off everything. They stopped the canning. They went back to the original formula, and they put it out. And you would see Coca-Cola Classic was back at eye level, and they couldn't keep it on the shelf, and New Coke was down below it. My theory, and this might be a little harebrained, but whether it was intentional or not, it was successful. And what I mean by that is people didn't know what they had until it was gone, but Coca-Cola had to take it away in order to maybe create that demand or just respond. But either way, it was a win. I feel like it was a calculated move on their part. I did get an A on the paper for what it's worth, so I've had plenty of debate over this. But I think that's an amazing story on not only, one, how do you listen to your consumer, but also if it was done strategically, man, how genius was that? And I know, again, that one's a little far out there, but it's really honestly the story that made me get into advertising and marketing from kind of day one. Guys, if you would, whoever wants to go first can go first, but share with me what your favorite story or experiences with marketing and advertising.
Well, mine is not necessarily a marketing or advertising story. It's more of a marketing and advertising strategy. Now, whether you love them or not, I'm not even going to say the name, but I'm just going to make a sound. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Right off top, you guys are smiling because you know exactly who I'm talking about. You know, I love their strategy of consistency because a lot of businesses take that for granted of being consistent with their advertising. When I say that, just, you know, going into it, recognizing that this is an investment for my business for the long haul. I'm not thinking about tomorrow or next week or next month. I'm thinking about the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years. What do I need to be doing now to better brand my business to the masses? So that particular company, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, had an awesome strategy. And you're smiling again, Mark, but again, you may love them or you may hate them. You may not. And honestly, I hadn't been in, it's been years since I've been there,
but we both know them
and I have to give them credit where credit is due. They have did an amazing job of advertising and staying consistent through, I'm 40 years old right now, but they've been advertising for a long time. And they've been consistent with their message. And that's one thing that I would really love for clients to really think about because it's not a hit and miss thing. You know, you see a lot of successful companies. You name Coke. Coke is one of those that's been doing the same thing. They're consistent with their messaging as well. But anytime that you look at successful companies, they've always been consistent. You know, coming to this market, you could tell the successful companies that have been on the air or have been doing their digital. I'll just talk about some of the CMG clients. You know, I look at a lot of Nathan clients, a lot of clients that I have, and the ones that are successful, they have been doing this on a consistent basis year after year. It hadn't been I'm on, I'm off. They've been consistent with their messaging.
I couldn't agree more. And Nathan, I know you have something good for us, but I do want to take a real quick break. So if anybody has any questions about digital marketing, terrestrial radio marketing, give me a call at 245-8878. Shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. You can also contact these gentlemen. I'm going to have them give you their information at the top. Nathan, hang on to that one in your hat. We'll be right back, and I want to hear what your favorite is. And then we're going to get back into some things a business owner can be doing right now. Again, this is the Marketing Advisors Show. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Okay, welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. My name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are Cox Media Group Media Specialists Elvin Fluellen and Nathan Cucker. And we're breaking down what are the top three things a business owner should be doing right now. And before we get into that, though, I promised Nathan he was going to tell us about what his favorite marketing or advertising story is. So we're going to start with that, and then we're going to jump right into what our local advertisers and business owners should be doing. Go ahead, Nathan.
Thanks, man. I've been waiting here. I've been waiting to tell my stories here. But I guess what Elvin with his little jingle, you know, that company has the lockdown on breakfast, and it'll be interesting to see how the one with the redhead that just introduced breakfast, how that's going to go. You know, I'm curious about that, but that's not even the real one that I'm going to be talking about. You know, I can't help but hear when the Van Halen Right Here, Right Now, when I hear that song, I always think of the crystal clear Pepsi. I always think of that song. And another one is Night Train. Get on the, and that's with the Coors Light, the Silver Bullet. Like I always think of the song. Right. So, you know, catchy jingles. But, you know, keeping on beer here, which I'm not really a big, huge beer drinker, but, you know, when Miller Lite, when they changed their cans a couple years ago to the retro can of the old style Miller Lite can, their numbers soared through the roof. Like it was unbelievable how, you know, they are really going after that male demographic, the little bit older, you know, the 35 demographic, 35 plus. But man, their sales just soared. And you saw they were playing offense, and Budweiser had to play defense on that, because if you take notice, they brought their old Budweiser bottles back. So, mm-hmm. you know, that was a little observation there. But also too, I'd have to say, when clients gear to the times, I know we're going to talk about this a little later, but what really goes through my mind is when the recession hit back in, what, 07, 08, and it was the Hyundai Assurance. When that came out, my gosh, like Hyundai sales just went crazy. I mean, all the other places had to play offense on that too. Then you saw the employee discount and the government matching and all this other stuff. And you see it now, even this year, with domestics, when they did the zero financing for 84 months, when they did that, that just totally changed it, because you didn't see Honda doing anything and you didn't see Toyota doing anything. And real statistics here in Jacksonville, this was the first time that, a domestic dealership beat a foreign dealership in monthly sales. That was surprising to me that happened. But it all comes back to relevancy. You know, what is relevant, and the times, moving with the times and moving and changing with what people's directions are, whether it's the retro can with Miller Lite, or it's, you know, what's going on with COVID and the recessions. So those are my little observations in my path down memory lane.
That's a really interesting insight. And that's a heck of an accomplishment. I'm glad you bring that up, because that is no small feat. You're exactly right. I want you guys to share how listeners can get a hold of you. But before we do that, and listeners, I assure you, we did not rehearse this. Tastes great.
Less filling.
Less filling.
There it is. There was a bit of a pause, but we're all of that same age. And even though we weren't able to drink beer then, right? Yeah. We knew that's what it was, just from that consistent messaging. And who is that geared towards? It was to our parents. And parents and kids are always next to each other. Thanks for sharing that with us. We're gonna get, you know, back on track. But as we go into it, Elvin, how can listeners get a hold of you if they want to talk marketing?
All right, email is Elvin, ELVIN.FLUELLEN, F as in Frank, LUELLEN @CMG.com. And you can always reach me on my office line at 904-245-8688.
Okay. And Nathan, how can listeners reach you?
Sure. And the best way to get a hold of me is email. That's NathanKucker@CMG.com. That's Nathan, NathanN. KOCHER@CMG.com, or give me a call, 904-245-8784.
Thank you, gentlemen. And I want to kind of shift gears here. I want to dive into, in your opinion, what are the top three things that a business owner or advertiser should be doing right now, in your opinion? And I want to qualify that a little bit, or maybe give you a little room to run. BOPIS is an acronym that I think we're all familiar with. If the listeners aren't familiar, it's B as in Bravo, O, P as in Papa, I, S. And it stands for Buy Online, Pick Up in Store. A lot of people are familiar, but just in case, we always want to educate when necessary. I think that's something we know has been available, and it's been in use, I would say, the past 7-8 years, but it's obviously and clearly become more and more ubiquitous from a consumer and distribution of retail supply chain management aspect. But that idea can certainly spread over into home services, like we've already discussed, on how people get to the house, fix the HVAC, do the painting, how people test drive cars, right? How restaurants are going to field diners, and maybe they've never taken reservations and they do, right? So my question is, what do you think are three things that are almost non-negotiable that they have to be doing right now? And some things that come to my head are paid ads. What are they doing to and with their Google My Business listing? What about an SEO audit, right? Do they need to increase a radio schedule because people are driving more, right? And should they be offering an incentive for consumers? We spoke about incentives a little bit earlier, but I want to get your take. And if it's anything outside of what I listed, absolutely chime in. But I want to get your take on those.
Yeah, sure. So, and that's great. You know, what they have to do, it's easy. They have to be relevant. They need to have consistency, and they need to have frequency. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. that's what it is. Like, they need to be found, and they need to just go out there. So, like you said, like, they have to let people be aware that they're even there or even open or what service they have. Like, you need to cut through the clutter. So you need to create that brand awareness, you know, the top of the funnel. Like, you know, you need to fill that top of the funnel. And then while people are researching, you have to, you know, be found, like you said, Mark, about, you know, paid search or SEO. Absolutely. Like, or social media. Absolutely. You have to keep that up and the frequency has to be there. Like, you just can't go into something very small and expect huge results, because that's never going to happen. Like, you, like the points that we've been making with all these massive companies. Now, granted, these companies have millions upon millions of dollars. You don't need millions and millions of dollars. You just need to be smart in your strategy. Like, pick something out and own it. You know, if it's a radio campaign, own a certain day, own a certain week, own a day part, but make sure you're there when people find you, because when you are branding yourself as a home service, you know, we've been talking about that. If you're branding yourself as a HVAC company and you are nowhere to be found online, but you see the competitors there, you are giving that business to that other company and you don't even know it. So all that money that you've been spending, you're just wasting it. So you have to have the frequency, you have to be consistent, and you have to be relevant. Those are the three things that you have to do right now.
Okay. And real quick, Elvin, I know you have something you want to add. Nathan, I want to add or ask, considering seasonality on top of the phase one going into phase two of COVID, COVID reopening, excuse me, what do you think a business owner, specifically in the home services space, should focus on more? Paid search, local search ads, local service ads, or SEO? Or do you feel it's a combination to ladder up?
You know, it's absolutely a combination. You know, obviously, if you have the money to do it, it's got to be both. I mean, you have to have paid, because your SEO, you're not going to show up for every single SEO keyword. You just can't do it. I mean, not unless you're having a really thick, robust SEO strategy when you have a lot of content, both online and offline on your website. And I can explain a little bit more about what that process is. But and you have to be there. If you don't have the money, then obviously pay-per-click or SEM, because you can get a lot more keywords there that you might not be showing up for as much on SEO or organically. So yes, I mean, the combination is absolutely both, because with SEO, you're creating content, but with search, you know, you're there immediately. You know, it's the old analogy, exercising takes a while to get there. You know, you have to do a lot of different things, and it might take you a few months, you know, 6, 7, 8 months to do something and see results. You know, pay-per-click is like steroids. You know, if you take some steroids, you can see instant gratification from that. So, you know, I think, especially right now, if a client is losing money, or, you know, obviously they're going to be down in sales, I would think that they would want someone right now. So pay-per-click would be more of a short-term strategy.
Okay. Elvin, I know you have some things you wanted to share. Thank you, Nathan.
All right. So when I thought about this question, three things that business owners need to do, I had one simple statement: be where your customers are. So with that being said, you know, there are so many different ways that you can advertise, but these are just my three things that I think. First one is radio. I agree with Nathan. You know, you have to brand, you have to let people know you're there, that you're in business. And that is a great way to reach the masses. You know, I think I'm a little biased because I come from the on-air side of things, but when you talk about radio and endorsements, if you're not sure or unaware what endorsements are, imagine, you know, a Mark K, we're on WOKV right now, a Mark K endorsing your business, a Brian Kilmeade endorsing your business, a Sean Hannity endorsing your business. Radio has power. And absolutely, what that does, you know, when we couple that with social targeting or any other online targeting, Nathan said pay-per-click, imagine having those powerhouses endorsing your business. You have presence on social media, and then your SEO and your SEM or your pay-per-click, all of that is working in concert with your radio ads. I mean, you can't help but fill the top of the funnel, and you can't help but to convert. You can't help but to grow your business when you have all those things working with you. But that is just my opinion. You know, I stand by that. Radio has been great, but, you know, the targeting capabilities that we have at Cox Media Group, and just – it's a no-brainer just to make sure, you said an SEO audit, to make sure that your business is in a right place because you could be giving market share to your competitors.
You know, Mark, one more thing to the point here that everyone's making. There is an actual study that was done where when somebody goes online and sees a company that they're familiar with, the reaction and the emotion that that person has is like when they see their friend. So if you aren't creating that brand with that somebody, you're not making a friend with them. So, I mean, because if you're going to make a big purchase that's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars, if you see a company in there, I mean, I know about myself, when I see a company on there that I don't recognize, I ain't going to go to that company. I'm going to go to the company that I recognize because, well, they were advertising.
That's a great point. I think that's a great tag and a great way to wrap up what business owners should be doing. Own a space, have that space extend where it might not have been yet, and that will increase not only your branding, but the likelihood for people to not only buy online, pick up in store, but to want to know more about you and visit as we open up. We're going to take a quick break before we wrap up. Again, if you have any questions about marketing, be it digital or traditional, give me a call at 245-8878, or my email is mark.chaplin@cmg.com. Gentlemen, if you would, share how they can get a hold of you. Elvin, how can listeners reach you?
Email elvin.fluellen@cmg.com. That's elvin.fluellen. And you can also reach me at 904-245-8688.
And then get a hold of me. Yeah, sure, absolutely. It's Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N dot K-O-C-H-E-R at cmg.com. Or you can give me a call at 904-245-8784.
All right, and we'll be right back with some closing thoughts.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. My name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me today as we wrap up are our media specialist, Elvin Fluellen and Nathan Cucker. And we've had a good show talking about what business owners should do, what they need to do, and some things they can focus on. Feel free to reach out to us. And as we end the day, I just wanted to end on something that we've experienced personally that shows be it good marketing or even goodwill. And I'll go first to lead it off. My wife and I, you know, going to get a pizza was literally the highlight of our week. And we wanted to pick a place that was doing things in the right way. We didn't want to, you know, not social distance. We didn't want to not follow the rules. And when we called in the pizza, and when we went to pick it up, it was a nice day outside and the door was already open. And they had just a really quick makeshift sign. It was handwritten, but it was really nice. It said, the door's open, so you don't have to. And it was really inviting, but it said, hey, don't worry about getting your hands dirty. The pizza's no touch. We don't want you guys to have touch either. And it was small, right? Didn't cost us anything, didn't cost them anything. But it was really, it was just a really good play and a good move because we had actually never been there before. The whole point was trying something new. And we saw that. We said, hey, if nothing else, this will make us come back. And then we had the pizza, and it was great as well. And it was a local business, and we were happy to do it. I don't know if you guys have something that you have on your mind for a good idea or something that you have personally experienced. But before we wrap up, I wanted you guys to share something along those lines.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, I like to see things where companies are they're appealing to the people that whether they're furloughed or laid off or let go because, I mean, there are so many people right now that are unemployed. So I like to see companies that are doing that. You know, there's a local veterinarian around here. I think it's Forever Vets Animal Hospital, where they, with people that are lost their job, they're actually giving away dog food and cat food to people that were furloughed or laid off or anything. So, you know, they had eight locations throughout Jacksonville, and they were giving away dog food for people. All they had to do was go in and register, and they would go pick it up. And that campaign had to have been successful. So I just like to see good things to go because you see sometimes people like have to make their decision like am I feeding my pet or am I eating myself? So, you know, I just thought that was a pretty good move.
And it's always good to see businesses looking after our essential workers, especially during this time. You know, I can't name or think of just one, but anytime I hear a company opening up their doors or reaching out to those that are helping during this particular time, it always speaks to that company. It makes you want to go and patronize that particular business. And another one, you talked about the doors open so that you don't have to open that. You know, I love going in stores where they already have the carts already taken care of. That is very small. But again, what they're doing is taking away a mental fear or something that their customers may experience coming in. So for me, that is customer service to the T of saying, look, we already have this taken care of. Go in, enjoy your time while you're here in our business.
Yeah, because how many times, I mean, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't care about that. Like,
right.
You know, grocery store, like I wait to get the thing that I know that it's clean and then go in. Like, it's crazy. So, yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. The little things, they add up fast, I think is what my granddad used to say. Well, gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedules and, you know, away from your family for joining us. Thanks for listening to the Marketing Advisor Show. If you have any questions or if you would like to set up a free no obligation call, whether it's on the phone, over Skype, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, we have a number of ways to come in contact with you. Let us know when you want to talk about your business's strategy or if you have questions about anything we've discussed. Give me a call at 245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. And Elvin, how can listeners get a hold of you if they have any questions?
My email is Elvin, E-L-V-I-N, dot Fluellen, F-L-U-E-L-L-E-N at cmg.com. You can also reach me at 904-245-8688.
And Nathan?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, give me a call. My number is 904-245-8784, or you can email me at Nathan, N-A-T-H dot K-O-C-H-E-R at cmg.com. I have a list of ideas here for clients that I know can help a business, and I know Elvin can as well. So, you know, give me a call. I can help out the best I can.
Excellent. Again, gentlemen, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on 104.5 WOKV.
You've been listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV with host Mark Chaplin, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group. If you have a question for Mark or would like to be a guest on the show, call Mark Chaplin at 245-8878. That's 245-8878. We hope you'll join us next week on the Marketing Advisor Show.